from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, a training camp football Friday for you. So let's rock. General at your service. Salute to you. Broadus is down there watching practice right now. He said, to hell with you guys. I'm going to watch practice here. And they're down there in some team stuff, so he'll have a full batch of takeaways coming up. We're shifting Krusty's corner. It's no longer at 2:40. You can now get Brian Broadus in Krusty's Corner every afternoon at 3:40 here in the Nation. Broadus will join us here live on the tennis courts maybe in 45 minutes or so, maybe less, maybe an hour, maybe more. Here's Eric Chiafalo, Zach Wolchuk. You have Alec Medford in for Lucius Alexander today. Carter Freeman is coordinating your video here live on scene. Ruben Portillo, remote engineer. And I'm Gavin Dawson along with you. We are the G-Bag Nation. How the heck you guys doing?
Doing good, man. Doing good. Sad to see camp come to an end for us because it was a fantastic time. Looking forward to getting home, no question. But, yeah, it's been a great time, great 10 days hanging out. And now we say goodbye.
Yeah. And I think we've had some questions answered. You know, you look at, you know, our final day in Oxnard. Obviously, Brian is going to stay here and he'll continue reports. But we talked about what we needed to see to be optimistic coming into this bad boy so they can go farther than they did last year. How many of those boxes did they manage to check for you, Wolchuk?
I think Tyler Guyton certainly seems like he is projecting to be in line with their first-round hits. I like what we've seen there. I think the pass protection will not be a problem. The run game will be the one that we're going to need to keep an eye on. I think the center competition was a big one coming in. We're going to talk with Brock Hoffman a little bit later. I think it's pretty clear to me, at least so far, if I was a betting man, I would say Hoffman's going to be your starting center this year. He's definitely ahead of Cooper. Cooper's got a little bit of work to do with the snap consistency. And then as Brian likes to talk about, it's the whole, okay, snap, then go, right? And sometimes he can be kind of overarching. He's leaning over. He's getting a little too top-heavy there. So, you know, once that becomes a seamless transition, I think Cooper will be pretty good. But either way, I mean, you're pretty set with the interior of your offensive line. If something happens to Martin or Smith, I think you're feeling better than ever before with guys like Bass and Beebe being able to slide in there and still give you some solid work. And then I think we're feeling a little bit better about the receiving core than we did coming here. I mean, that was a big time. Well, who's going to step up for you? Maybe it still is wide receiver three by committee. But at least you're seeing guys like Tolbert and Brooks and T. Billy Johnson and Turpin, everybody that's in line for this competition, they've at least made some plays out here to where you're feeling a little bit better about it.
Yeah, across the board, I feel a lot better about a lot of things. Granted, we came in with pretty low expectations in some ways when it comes to some of the pass catchers and things like that. Defensively, I've been impressed with what they've done, with what Zimmer's throwing at them. I think the big thing, for the most part, that has not been answered and I'm still concerned about, one was obviously just the depth on the roster. As the season goes on, there's been a lot of people leaving the building and they haven't necessarily restocked it. So that'll be a question all season long. And then, can you run the football? That still hasn't been answered. You feel good about what you got in Guyton. You feel good about some of these things that you've seen on the offensive line, but the run game isn't necessarily something that you get a great, great look at out here. And maybe Broadus will have some better takeaways after today's practice because they're padded up and they're competing. But the run game offensively is still, I think, a big question.
Yeah, no doubt. I do like the linebackers they have. The Guyton development has been great. I was hoping Cooper Beebe would be out of the box dominant center, but hey, that might not be his thing. I think at this point, you just need a good answer at center, whether that's Beebe or Hoffman. Hopefully, it's more physical. It's better than what Tyler Biotish gave you the last 4 years.
100%, and that's why I was so excited about Cooper Beebe, because I think that's the strength to his game, is that physicality, being able to knock guys off the ball. You didn't see that at all last year. But Brock Hoffman has looked good every day, and I think for Cooper, it's just going to take some time. I will say, and I was trying to ask Todd Archer, and I know we got Brian out there, Nick Harris I was standing next to, John Owning, got to meet for the first time in person.
Oh, he's here?
Told him to come on by. Maybe we can pop Owning on a little bit later. But yeah, he's here.
Nice.
But Tyler Guyton is not on the practice field right now, and we don't have a report as to why, but he was a noticeable omission, because right why I missed crosstalk with KNC was they finally got some 1v1 offensive and defensive line drills, so it was fun seeing like Steele go up against DeMarcus Lawrence, Mozzie versus Tyler Smith. I'm like, hell yes, let's get Micah versus Guyton, and Guyton's not out there right now, so I don't know what's going on with him. We'll have to hopefully get a practice update on that.
Right on. The other good thing here that we saw, especially a couple of days ago, I'm hoping we get chapter two of that today, is Dak has been on fire to these receivers not named CeeDee Lamb. And, you know, Eric mentioned it as far as his positives, you know, what we've seen so far, maybe not necessarily big name guys, but I'm wondering, is it realistic that Dak could take a step forward in his ability to see defenses and play with a little bit more anticipation than get frustrated, which is, you know, what happened four times last year and ultimately against Green Bay in a big way. But it happened against Buffalo, it happened against Arizona, it happened against San Francisco. So we're looking to him for him to evolve in a way that, you know, is not so solvable about once every four times out. It's just like, hey, guess what? Offense isn't working at all today. He's getting into his 30s now. We're heading for the third contract. What could we hope for Dak? You know, I think some people are hoping he's no longer here. But every indication we have is front office believes in him. And if you don't, you know, how realistic is it that he evolves in a meaningful way here on the other side of 30, Chief? Let's start with you.
Man, I think if you got him with the right coach, you could probably see a little bit more improvements. But right now at this age, I think a lot of it is you are what you are. The game can slow down for you, and you're understanding if you're a guy who's been in an offense for a while and now just your grasp of everything is so savant level because you've been doing this for so long. But he's had some changes offensively, and I don't know how much help he's really getting from his head coach / play caller and then his offensive coordinator. If you put him with a Jedi level coach, Stafford, how much better can Stafford be? Well, get him with McVay, and now you can see there's enough improvement here that can now make him a Super Bowl caliber quarterback. Does Dak have that? I don't know. I don't think you'll ever see it unless the Cowboys brought one of those coaches here or he leaves to go see one of those coaches. Schottenheimer says yesterday he's going to run a little bit more, perhaps. I mean, if he's able to run and create more with his legs than he has over the last few years since the injury, that's something that could certainly help you. But we've seen Dak be able to run before, and it doesn't make him a championship quarterback.
It does absolutely go to, hey, maybe you need to be younger at the position and a guy more willing to run with how the defensive trends are moving and what Brian Schottenheimer told us yesterday. You want to drop eight, we got to run you out of it, and that means the quarterback running. That's when he talked about Prescott doing more of that, and that's exciting. But also, if you're looking at that from a front office perspective, your guy isn't a great runner, okay? When he tries to take off, it's like he's stuck in quicksand now for a quarter second, and that has been the case since he suffered that catastrophic lower leg injury.
The two things for me, I mean, the one area that I think that you would like to see improvement, if he can, would be post-snap recognition. Pre-snap, I think Dak Prescott is very, very good. And talking with people and getting to do the scouting stuff with Brian and being able to become more familiarized with, you know, some of the scouts across the league, everybody speaks very highly of Dak's pre-snap diagnosis, his ability to command the offense, check into the right play. I think post-snap is where we've seen maybe you don't see a linebacker there, specifically against the 49ers, who have the two best inside linebackers in football with Warner and Greenlaw. That's really been where you've seen, oh my gosh, there's an issue here. So maybe going up against a Mike Zimmer every day in practice, who is one of the best, especially on third downs when it comes to disguising coverages, maybe that's an area that can help him, if I'm just trying to think things positively. And then there is a chance that this is Dak Prescott's last year as a Dallas Cowboy. And there seems to be more and more momentum building to that. I mean, we'll play a cut later on. Troy Aikman on Pat McAfee today said that he thinks that this is going to be Dak Prescott's last year the longer this goes. And he's probably hitting free agency. He hits free agency. I don't know why he would say, I feel like I owe the Cowboys anything. If a team wants to offer him a bunch of money, $70 million, go ahead and take that. He might. So does that mean he plays a little bit more free? Does that help at all with his play on the field? He's not stressing. He's not pressing. It's like, look, I'm taken care of. I'm going to go out here and do my thing. But, I mean, it is a very weird year with so much uncertainty at key spots. It worked in the Jason Garrett regime for one time where everybody came out. They went 12-4. They saved their jobs. This is going to be a weird year. Things can spiral out of control very, very quickly.
It'd be interesting. Like, what does a contract year do for you? You know, oftentimes it can get the absolute best out of a player. Maybe if you have injury history, you run a little bit less, thinking, no, I'm not going to get hurt in a regular season game. And I'm fine with Dak not running in the regular season. I think you've proven you can be efficient enough and win enough games. But once you get to the playoffs, I think you got to be anxious and chomping at the bit to try to get better looks in the secondary. By, you know, forcing them to come on up and respect the run a little bit more. I mean, it's simple to me, and I don't know why you would try to win playoff games with those kind of looks against Dak right now that so far have really been a kryptonite. Okay, another make-or-break moment for the Rangers. They sit 4.5 back of Seattle and Houston for the division lead. It's Urena against Crawford tonight at the Globe. Rangers and Red Sox right here. The pregame will be on at 6:30. Eric Nadell is going to join us at 5:20. It is a What You Drinking, What You Thinking Friday. You want to sound off about the Cowboys, the Rangers, whatever. You know, this is going to be your spot. The Mariners host the Phillies.
It's good.
So that's awesome. Opportunity is knocking this weekend for the Rangers, and Houston puts Kikuchi on the pedestal tonight.
You say?
Against the Tampa Rays. I do. Yeah. So, you know, we've talked a lot. We've, you know, suffered through the 1-5 road trip. Talked a lot about potential turning points. We really need to see just a couple of weeks of baseball to know for sure, but you know, this going into the ballpark tonight, I really feel like it's time for the guys to look each other in the eye around that clubhouse and say, this is it, man. If we don't start getting the job done, we're going to run out of time real quick. And I think they have another, 24 games going against teams above 500. So, I mean, you could talk about their schedule being easy overall. They got to get through these next 3.5 weeks within a handful of games.
Yeah, we can't even do easy schedule stuff anymore because you run into the Blue Jays and all of a sudden you're getting embarrassed.
Yeah,
so
there we go.
It was nice against the White Sox, that's for sure. That helped you a ton. But it's just one of those deals now where, yeah, you got to have that come to Jesus meeting as a team. And there's been some moments throughout. There's been checkpoints throughout the season. It's like maybe this is their rock bottom. Maybe this is when they just say, okay, enough is enough. And you haven't seen that yet. But of course, the clock's ticking.
All right, shout out to Todd Archer. He hunted it down. Tyler Guyton's sick today. That's why he's not practicing. So that's why we were getting the reps of Awesome Richards and Chuma Edoga working with the ones at left tackle. That's good. Oh, as long as it's nothing serious there, because I was bummed. I was like, man, this is a great opportunity to get Guyton on the one-on-ones. But sick today, not practicing.
People getting sick, man. Hall of Fame game last night. I did watch some of it before the weather delay came in. Then at some point I fell asleep. But I guess the Bears beat the Texans 21-17. None of the 8 kickoffs were returned beyond the 32-yard line, guys. So the kickoff story, at least so far, kind of a non-story.
Yeah, I think you were looking at, one, obviously preseason, super basic. None of these special teams coaches are going to bust out all the fun tricks, so we'll wait till the regular season to see that. But the other thing, gosh dang it, that field was slippery last night. These guys start trying to get going, and they just fall down.
Yeah.
So it was tough to get like a full picture on what it's going to be, but it was a little bit weird, to see, but overall, I am excited about it because I think they've made the play a little bit more relevant now.
I'm very interested to see if the Bears play their starters in a regular season game with that trio of wide receivers with what appears to be a pretty good offensive line. Can they still run the ball, or how much of that was Fields last year? You know, if they can still run the ball and you have good play from a rookie quarterback, if they get that with those wide receivers, it could be a very interesting year for the Chicago Bears. I mean, I think that was the most interesting part about that game last night, is just hearing the announcers talking about the potential of what the Chicago Bears could be. As Brian Broaddus sits down with us now here in the G-Bag Nation following another Cowboys training camp practice out there. Brian, how the hell are you doing this afternoon, buddy?
Hey, doing great, General. Thank you very much. Sorry I'm a little late to the party.
No, you're good.
Got through some 9-on-7 runs and stuff like that. McCarthy continues to try and work combinations there with the offensive line. They kind of give us a little side eye now, standing up there watching practice with the defensive line.
Really?
Yeah, I think they're
probably because they heard us talking at the mod.
Yeah, I think and it's like I said, it is what it is right now. I think everybody's a little bit they want Mozzie to succeed, and I don't blame them. I really don't. And you know, we're up there, we're trying to evaluate. But, yeah, it was a good period. He had a couple of really nice reps. There was some quickness, I think a little bit more quickness going to his left than it was to his right. But, you know, he's trying. They're coaching him hard. And, they just had the 9-on-7 period. So I'll tell you the guy that I probably was the most wrong about as we come to camp, as you guys move on. And, but my observation of with Nealon, I didn't think Nealon had the ability to bend and be as quick as he has been off the ball. And you could watch him in some of the one-on-one stuff that they were doing here today. Micah Parsons is really working with him, too, like coaching him up, pulling him aside, telling him about, okay, when hands go up, how to deal with the hands, things like that. So you could see the upfield, the flat back, you could see the getting, sharp in the corner. That's something that they're really, really big on right now, is how sharp can you get to the corner. And so kneeling with the guy with Sam Williams being out, well, here you go. This is going to be a big opportunity for him. And I would say through the first, days of practice that we've been able to watch, that he has every day, I think he's gotten a little bit better. And I was wrong about how I didn't think he was as bendy or as quick as he is. And
how good are you talking? Is this guy going
to
play? To start?
I think he's good enough to start. I do. And I think to me that when, you really, of the guys you currently have, unless they make another deal or something like that, to me, I'm just going to go ahead and ride with him at right end, put Tank at left end, and let him learn. And then you could adjust. Could adjust with him, with Micah Parsons as a primary rusher as well, so you could get Tank and him. But I think that Nealon, I know I was critical of him coming into this camp. But you're right. It's a
little shrimp crow boy.
I thought it was fair criticism. I mean, he wasn't a guy that I was in love with. And the size, he's way bigger in person.
I think that the time that he's left Western Michigan to where he is right now, he is a different looking football player.
He is. Nice. He absolutely is. But the smarts and intelligence, he was the guy that wore the green dot there at Western Michigan.
Yeah.
You can see that. He's helping as a rookie. He's always in the right spot, and he's helping get others lined up.
Well, that's great. I mean, if you got a hit in the first two rounds, I would say that's a successful draft already.
Yeah.
And anything you get beyond that is really, really nice, but especially after what happened in the 2023 draft, you needed it.
Yeah.
And I think you get excited. They improve their trench play.
I like him as an option, and let's be honest with what they had last year with Armstrong, Fowler. Fowler was a guy that needed to play more because I thought some production was there. I think this kid's got a shot to be better than what those two guys were.
Our training camp coverage brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey, Best Buy Windows and Siding, and Guardian Caps. Brock Hoffman's going to sit down with us there on the hot seat. Brought to you by On-Time Experts Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Then the G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 2:30 here on the...
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fam. Shoot, yeah, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. G-Bag of the Day is coming up here at 2:30. We got Brock Hoffman, who's going to join us shortly after practice. Segment of the Nation's brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident, it's not your fault. Call the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Wolchuk, NFL True or Fart Time.
All right, let's party. I guess this will be a good question for Alec if he's got this ready to go. But if it's your first time playing NFL True or Fart, 877-881-1053. I'm going to give our guys a statement. They tell me if they think it's true or if they think it's fart false. This game, of course, born from the greatness of Robert Flores on ESPN.
All right, we've moved to the red zone as far as the running back conversation goes here on this SportsCenter Fantasy Draft Special. True or fart false? Marshawn Lynch matches last year's production.
Let's go, Medford. That's what I'm talking about, baby. I knew we could count on you. All right, boys, first.
What a baddie. Nice job,
gosh,
Medford.
That is just a red-headed baddie.
What
right
a baddie.
Gosh, all right. You're so right, Dawson.
Fart on that.
Medford, you got a good football
brain. I'd be honored, Medford.
You can play with us as well in this game. All right, here we go. Brian Broad, I'm going to start with you. True or fart, the Dallas Cowboys will trade for a running back before the season?
I'm going to say it's true. I think they're going to look at all the options out there. I think the two guys that are probably locked in, I think they're going to do Zeke because of sentimental reasons. But I think Hunter Lipke's the other one. I think everybody else is free game here. So I'm going to say they're looking. It's either going to be a trade or a waiver claim on a back.
Okay, and that's why I'm farting on this. I don't think they'll trade, but I do think they'll go waiver claim.
Okay.
I don't think that this is the running back room as it would be week one, but I don't see them making a trade. Maybe trying to make a trade for a defensive tackle. What would you say more important? Defensive tackle or, like, if you're going to make a trade, that's like, wow, we really need to do something here. And they're both – I understand both, but I think it's waiver claim running back, maybe trade for a defensive tackle if Mozzie doesn't end up showing out in the preseason.
I'm kind of – okay, let me ask you guys this question real quick. Would you rather pay for Linville Joseph, veteran-type guy, or waiver claim there or trade.
I'd rather sign Linville Joseph and trade for Damian Pierce in Houston. That's kind of what I'm looking at.
As a running potential. Back. Yeah.
Yeah, like, mm-hmm. like a player like that that I know they can be productive.
There's so many running backs on these teams that, like, you know, they're surplus. I don't know if you – do you feel like – you guys have watched a bunch of practice. Do you feel like they have any surplus anywhere?
I think Junior Fehoko does not have a place on this defensive line. I wonder, because he's going into his second year, and that might be like a Washington deal. Maybe Dan Quinn still really likes him. I think that
I would take Ridgeway back if that was the
case.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome. I'd flip that. Tight end, I do feel like there might be a little surplus.
I think there's some surplus at tight end here. I mean, do.
Are we seeing wide receiver a little bit? I mean, when Lamb's back, Cooks, and now it's like you got Turpin, Tolbert, Brooks, T. Billy Johnson. Like, can all these guys?
Like, would it be like a Brooks or a Tolbert that you'd move out of those? T. Billy Johnson's been available. I don't know that you're going to get much.
He's a 4-year guy. I didn't even know that about him.
Yeah, his rookie year with the Chargers, he had a. I mean, Cooks told us about it. He had a month stretch where he was really good.
Big play guy.
The only thing I would add to that, I think everything you said makes sense, but just the fact that Cowboys didn't draft a running back makes me feel like they're not really interested in spending assets for one right now. So I think it could make sense that they're kind of looking at it like this is a mini rebuild. Okay, we'll start the clock running on our next running back when we're ready to seriously make a move. And they can say what they want, but all their actions say this is a step back year.
Mm. Okay, true or fart? Oh, Alec, what do you think about that?
I'm going to go with true, and it's kind of to the opposite of Dawson's point there, where I think they didn't want to kind of reset the clock per se on a back. They'd rather go get a proven guy. So I think why not?
Okay. Eric, true or fart, CeeDee Lamb. Assuming he's back, which I believe he will be, will set the regular season receptions record this year.
No, I'm going to go. I will fart on that. I don't think he's going to have a historical type of season.
He would need 14 more catches, I believe, than what he got a year ago.
14
well, 15
more.
15 to break it.
Yeah. So, I mean, basically one more catch per game.
Yeah.
Which doesn't seem like a lot, but it absolutely is.
It is.
So I will fart on that.
I'm going to say true because if you don't fix the running game, it's going to turn into a throw in the football a lot during these games. And I could see games where he has double-digit receptions quite a bit.
Yeah, I'm going with Broadus on that one. Totally see it. You know, maybe I'd need odds if I was gambling in Vegas on this.
Yeah.
It's probably a 7 or 8 to 1 type of proposition. But as far as like a spicy, bold prediction for the season, I like it.
Yeah, it's a spicy one. What do you think, Alec?
I'm going to go with true because I think you're going to find yourself, at least in the first half of games, trailing a good bit because of that lack of running game. So I think he could get there.
I think he absolutely could get there. I'll lean fart just because, my God, he's going to have to be incredible. But 149 catches is the record. Michael Thomas set it in 2019. 135 catches last year. They might have to throw the football about 40 or 50
times
a game.
That's the only reason why I feel like that he got a shot. Yeah,
well, and to be fair, he's the guy that has added to like every statistical counting number category like every season. He just keeps adding more catches, more yards, more touchdowns.
Okay, how about this one? We'll go with the NFC. Early prediction here. As we stand on August 2nd, Gavin Dawson, the Detroit Lions, will make their first Super Bowl.
I won't believe it till I see it, man. You know, seems like the Niners are so tough. Other teams are going to rise. That division's going to be a lot tougher. And, you know, in the end, you're looking at a quarterback that's not really giving you a winning edge. So I really like what the Lions have going on, but I can't see that quarterback making this a run like that.
Medford?
Oh, you know, I think Campbell's going to – I think he's going to outcoach himself. You know, I think he's going to overthink himself out of a Super Bowl run again. Even though that team is set up for success for a long time, I think he might do it to himself. So I'll fart on that.
I like what Alec's doing there because I feel like that he's going to do something in a game that's going to cost him home field. He's going to lose
Which
a game.
He did.
He's going to lose a game or two that he should have won because he was going for it on fourth down or trying a 2-point play. I don't think that Detroit, but I do like their chances of getting back against the 49ers.
Yeah, I mean, they're certainly on the short list of teams. You could see it, but the division's a little bit more difficult. It is still Detroit, and it is still Jared Goff. So I will ultimately have to go 3 for 3 on farts this time around.
I think we're going to go clean sweep on the flatulence with this one. I'm going to go fart as well, but they do have a good chance. I just wonder, can they get by Green Bay? If Andre Dillard plays well at right tackle, the Packers would be my pick out of the NFC.
Chicago plays them tough as well,
they
even
do.
When Chicago's kind of a bummy team.
Thank you, Woolchuck. It's time now for the G-Bag of the Day. Back into the Pimp Cup we go here for one more day. Medford in for Lucius. Here he is.
Let's end it off on a good note, boys. Let's end it off on a good note. It's time for the G-Bag of the Day here on 105.3 The Fan, 2:30 weekdays. It's where you can catch it. Usually it is L.A. himself, but he'll be back on Monday, as Gavin mentioned. Our winner, a one-time champion, is one Eric Chiafalo. And I just want to make this known that I did see Nancy in the elevator on the way up here today, and I did not ask her the question that Eric eventually asks. This, I'm going to let him do that himself. So here's today's champion.
Oh, yeah. And the thing to do, like, early on as well, if, like, a choppy situation is taking place in the guys, is just go to the girls. There's no,
oh, wow. Early enough in the morning.
You used to do that at nights, didn't you?
I may still do that in the afternoon from time to time at the station.
Wow.
After 5 o'clock, it's clear out.
It's kind of risky.
Once we hit the expressway in the G-Bag Nation, there is no risk involved. There is not a female soul to be found on floor 11. So you may or may not find me on Nancy's throne from time to time.
Nancy.
Le Grande shout out right fancy. There.
Nance, which one did you use today? Okay, great.
Okay.
Oh,
great.
Then you go on her? You go to her?
What did you just say?
Yeah. What?
Listen.
Oh, Eric's going to the.
Oh, my God. I love. There's nothing better than sitting. Most people hate it. To me, nothing better than a warm toilet seat.
And the thing for me is, like, each time I listen to it, I hear something different that I didn't pick up on the first time that's equally as crazy. Like, whether it's choppy at the end or Corey's hysterical laugh or Sean saying, go on her, there's a new thing each time that pops up.
My favorite part was Sean be like, yeah, there's our Le Grande shout out. You know, he's
trying to hit the meter,
keep it moving.
Oh, man. Let's see. Who do we have to compete today? We're going to go to the National Women's Soccer League.
Oh.
Ashley Sanchez was doing a post-game interview.
Sounds fun.
Yesterday. And she got attacked, not by a person, not by anything, but by the sprinkler system.
They're a really good team. They know how to possess the ball, and they're really physical, and, you know, they've had a couple of chances, but I think we're doing well. Oh, shoot. Oh, my gosh.
Ah! Oh, shoot.
Sorry. All right, we'll let you go, Ashley.
Yeah, just bail on it. Just bail on it.
Wow.
That's awful timing.
I do love a sprinkler run. My kids love that now, so... Yeah. When the sprinklers come on, it's like, all right, let's go.
Have
let's
you
go
thought about getting them slip and slide yet?
Let's go dance around. We actually do have some slip and slide conversation going down in football's finest today. So stay tuned for that one, Brodus.
I'm digging that.
I did appreciate Ashley's cuss word awareness.
Yes.
In a very easy bleep situation.
She sure was.
Like her grandma was right there.
Absolutely.
Well, we do not have a censored moment here by one Pat McAfee. And no, this is not from his show. You know me. I just slide in some pro wrestling. So this is actually from the call from Monday Night Raw, I believe a couple weeks ago. And Brian, you might be familiar with the man he's describing in this clip. He had a very short NFL career. His name was Bronson Steiner. He is the son of one of the Steiner brothers.
Which one?
I don't think he's Scott's son. I might be wrong there. I forget which one. But
Scott seemed too unstable to have a family.
Doesn't seem like the type of guy to be going down that alley. But if you ever get bored, just go to YouTube and put in Scott Steiner funny moments and just watch. You will be in tears within 2.5 minutes. But he is a freak athlete, is one Bronson Steiner. His ring name is Bron Breaker. And he's still got that football speed. And Pat McAfee was describing him and forgot that he was on family-friendly television.
He's an actual... He's a brick house. There's no other way to describe him. I mean, that's just what
he is. Well, I mean, there's other ways to describe it, but I mean, I get your point.
It's 9:52 Eastern. That's the only way to describe this man. He's a freak. He's a beast. He's a dog.
Look at that.
And right here, this is during break.
I am so sorry.
It was him apologizing to Triple H in the back because they had to dump that from the broadcast.
Yeah.
They don't let you cuss on pro wrestling?
Not yet. Monday Night Raw is going to Netflix in January, so I'm sure that stuff will be flying pretty prominently. But yeah, as of right now, they're on USA. so they are not happy with any of that, especially considering the audience that they try to draw, which is mainly, you know, teenagers and children. So, yeah, McAfee forgot that he was not on ESPN, where he can kind of just say whatever he wants because he makes all the big bucks.
Got it.
So
that's crazy. It's wild that he just gets to do that.
Yeah.
They've just given up, haven't they? It started off that they kind of like said, hey, listen, we can't. And then all of a sudden, now it's just like, yeah, whatever.
Everything's getting looser.
Whatever. Yeah.
Everything is getting looser. And I remember a time, I do remember that I experienced this with Bobby Belt, but I believe this show has experience with Da Bomb hot sauce.
Yes, lit my esophagus on fire.
It's fun stuff.
Yeah, so I think one weekend Bobby and I tried it after y'all did, and not fun. And as you guys well know, Deadpool and Wolverine has hit theaters, and Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds are doing their media rounds, and they stopped by Hot Ones. And we played a Hot Ones clip of Davante Adams yesterday where he just let the truth fly. And Ryan Reynolds lets the truth fly here, but this is after they tried the wing that was drenched in Da Bomb. So you get
That's number eight.
Yeah, you get Hugh Jackman's response at the beginning, right after eating it, after it starts to set in, but then you get the honest truth from Ryan Reynolds.
Great. That's great. Not fun.
I'm looking down the barrel like there's a god in there.
I see that.
Is there a god in there?
Oh my god, I cheat at Wordle. I don't know why I just said that. Cheated.
Oh, that was terrible. If it's up the back of my nose.
I know.
He cheats at Wordle. He just had to let that out. Sometimes the heat just gets the honest truth out of you.
Gets the honest truth.
Had to make a confession.
Yeah.
Probably trying to curry favor with the Lord at that point.
Yeah, man. You start getting real introspective when that Da Bomb's in your throat. Whew.
Okay, Deadpool Da Bomb nomination. Mm-hmm. Is it Pat McAfee on Monday Night Raw? Is it Ashley Sanchez attacked by sprinklers? Or Eric Chiafalo making a guest appearance with Sean and RJ? I'll vote for Ashley Sanchez, Chief. I just like the name.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Deadpool.
Okay, we're tied at one. Young Medford, what do you say?
I'm going to keep it wide open. I'm revoting for Eric Chiafalo.
We're tied at one.
Give me Eric and Sean.
Brian.
Yeah, Eric, all the way. Yeah.
The second day in a row, our attempts have been thwarted by a score of 3-1. Eventually, your wife's going to hear that.
I know.
I'm working for you, brother.
Okay. Enjoy that flight home.
You got my back.
I got your front.
You always have.
If you missed this announcement, Krusty's Corner has been moved daily to 3:40. I hope you're okay with that, Brian.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, good.
He was pissed last night, man. Let me tell you.
He was MFing us pretty good. He's like, why the hell are you moving this segment?
He's like, is this a demotion?
Yeah.
Brian, we don't get credit for the 2 o'clock hour. We need you in the good portion of the show.
Well, no, I appreciate it, guys. And like I said, with me being out here, too, gives me a little chance to watch some practice. So, Krusty's Corner, better than ever at 3:40. So, check it out.
3:40 daily. The corner is coming up next hour. Of course, it is brought to you by Dallas College. So, we'll have more on that for you. But, Chief, what are we doing next?
A Friday staple, usually in the 3 o'clock hour, makes its way into 2:40 zone, ladies and gentlemen. Biggest L, biggest dub, 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? And we will see if Dawson has overcome his Cali constipation next in the nation.
Okay, we're heading for biggest L, biggest dub. I might have just got news that it certifiably could be a win and a loss at the same time. Sonny the missing cat. Been gone for over a month. There's pictures circulating in Sunnyvale Facebook groups that suggest maybe Sonny went out and found himself another home and he's been safe all along, which I think would be a good and bad development. I'm not quite sure how to think about it, but I do know for a fact it's time now for Eric Chiafalo.
Yes, sir. 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories for the first time in the 2 o'clock hour live from Oxnard? Biggest L, biggest dub. Woo-hoo. Thank you, British Ian. The question of the day. Has Dawson overcome his Cali constipation that has been writhing his innards since, I believe, a donut extravaganza over the weekend? You know you are approaching old manhood when a Saturday or Sunday decision is still, you're still paying the price for it on Thursday or Friday.
Yes, and I have not found relief yet. Oh. I'm at a point now of disbelief.
Yeah.
Like, how could I have possibly put this much food in my body over the last 3-plus days at this point and not had some sort of evacuation.
Yeah, I mean, so, I mean, your body gets all filled up, but you still find an appetite. You still find hunger. You don't just fill up to a point now where it's like, hey, we actually can't take in anything else until things leave here. Like the party, we're at capacity.
Different rooms.
Capacity.
You know? Yeah. I think that, you know, geez.
You know?
I would think so, but no. To answer your question, no. You still get hungry.
I think that was Twinkie. I think I saw him shovel a Twinkie into his face.
Zingers.
Or is it Zinger? Yeah.
Is it the Zingers, right?
Yeah.
He just immediately, like, he has figured out how to unwrap the Zinger and get all of it off that little cardboard piece that holds, so it doesn't leave any residue behind.
Yeah.
Like, he's peeling that thing off that cardboard. Mm. Like, I'm not wasting any of this.
I saw him licking the packaging. There was some, like, icing.
No, he's really good. You ought to see him. He's got, it's a technique. It's kind of like when people eat Oreo cookies and they perfectly, you know, Dawson has got it where that thing, there's no residue left on that cardboard.
A17 says, Dawson, try magnesium citrate in fluid form. Okay, so maybe add that to the list of things that I'm sure you've already been trying.
Listen, everybody has their home remedies for me. I have my own remedy. It works fine. I just didn't take it for 3 days and then had a bag of powdered donuts.
Yeah.
So I'm sure what you use would work too.
And the Hail Mary overload of the fiber thins, the Metamucil, hasn't helped.
Hasn't broken through. And
that's crazy.
That's new for me. That's unprecedented. Mm. Like, it's been 3 days of double fiber thins.
I mean, at some point, your body builds up a tolerance to things, man.
Are you sure you're eating?
When you keep going back to the Metamucil fiber thin well, I mean, that well's going to dry up on you one of these days.
You're probably packing right now. You're probably wanting to wait, right? Like, you don't want to do anything today. Now you're traveling and you're going to blow up that restroom in the airport.
Yeah, see, now exactly. Now you don't want these floodgates to open until about 6 a.m. probably,
just wait till we
Saturday
get home.
Morning.
Ideally, but you know, at this point, I would take anything. Any development now is not a bad development.
So that's how bad it's gotten.
Yeah.
It's like, you know,
I kind of hope on the ride home. As you guys are going down the PCH.
Oh, is that what you hope?
Yeah.
The PCH.
It's happening.
All of a sudden, Dawson's like, the
guys,
van,
guys, pull over.
The
stop.
Van starts
one of those,
like,
surfer porta-potties. I would not do that. Yeah. I would not do the surfer.
Well, if we were in San Francisco, you could just find a curb, but we're still down south a little bit. Well,
a little
that's
more discreet here.
That's definitely unfortunate, man. I'm really, really sorry to hear what's going on. What did you do with the plumbing situation? Did you just leave
that disaster
for the ladies?
You left
the hotel, the hotel toilet.
Here's a lie. Get ready. Here's a lie.
Savage.
I did leave it, but this is not a lie. I left a $20 tip on the back of the toilet.
What a sweetheart.
Yeah.
They're really going to have to work to find it.
You know that's a bad
one. No, it's up on top of the reservoir.
Okay,
thing.
Right there, just sitting waiting for them. Like, hey, they're going to look at that and say, oh, nice, $20. And they'll be like, oh, wait. There's
a reason.
What's the caveat?
Yeah.
Did you leave them a note?
These $20 bills are usually left right there on, like, the little dresser area. Yeah. Why is this one on the toilet? Oh, I'm going to have to earn this
$20. That's a big L and a big dub, I guess.
Oh, man, that's incredible. 214 suggesting perhaps you have tapeworm. I don't want to put that in your mind, though, so I'm not going to read that text.
Okay.
The 817 boss sent the team a text thanking us for the hard work this week and told us to head home 3 hours early on a Friday.
That's good for morale.
Nice work, 817.
Killing it.
817's not arriving in
Boss
DFW
must have a hot date.
At 3:40 in the morning tomorrow. 940, just found out my wife is pregnant with our first kid.
Oh, congrats.
Been trying for
very
a while
so.
Now. Yeah. Big time dub.
That's
nice
a fun
work.
Day.
Nice work, 940. That's exciting, dude.
Big dub, speaking of children, just got a text. My best friend since elementary school, Henry Tracy, they had their second baby boy. So he was just born earlier this morning. So congratulations to the Tracy family.
Had a baby Hank.
They don't tell you about the hormone rush that comes with motherhood. So, you know, be just extra nimble.
Yeah.
Be extra willing to maybe compromise here over the next 8 to 9 months.
Yeah, there's going
to
be invisible grenades and landmines, booby traps set up all over the place. You're going to run into blindly a lot of them, but...
Yeah.
If you can tiptoe around a little bit, take care of mama like she's your baby, all of a sudden you're going to find yourself in a winning situation.
Look at that.
469, biggest dub. I got overtime this week. Nice, dude. That check's going to clear, and that's going to be gorgeous. 903, big dub. Blood work came back negative for possible prostate cancer.
Ooh.
Okay.
Nice 903. Oh, my gosh. I'll tell you what. My mom had a scare a couple of years ago now, and the in-between period of, like, you're going to see doctors, and you're doing tests, and you're waiting for results. I mean, you're just, like, in limbo, wondering whether or not that's happening. When you finally get that great news, gosh, I couldn't be happier for you, 903. That's awesome, man. 214, biggest dub, was becoming a Texas master plumber. Hit me up for plumbing
help.
Services.
Yeah.
Dawson needs your help right now, if you don't mind.
Well, I don't think Dawson does anymore. I think those ladies could probably use a hand.
Oh.
If you told them that they could have the $20 or not have to deal what is sort of behind that wall, they'd be
I'm
like,
sure
yeah,
they
I
have a plunger in
don't
that
Don't need
cart,
that 20.
You know?
Yeah, no, for sure.
That and a hazmat for sure. Suit.
Hey, Daniel in Dallas.
A towel around their heads.
469 Daniel, biggest dub, getting to listen to the Nosebag Nation, he's calling it right now. Appreciate that, Dan. 214, Dawson is going to be like Randy on South Park, setting a new dump record. That's Black and Gold B.
Yes.
This could get Guinness. I mean, hey, if there's going to be like a glass half full silver lining to this disaster, you end up in the record books.
Yeah. I mean, the only real silver lining is I got my guest bathroom back now because Kat's been gone for 5 weeks.
Wow.
Until how are you playing that, by the way? Are you really going to play that like I'm not answering any of your messages?
No. If the cat is found, the cat will come home and Abby will have her moment. I think she likes the dog way more now, though.
Well,
she's not nearly broken up.
Convince her that Sonny has a better home.
It's chipped. If we try to deny it, they take it to the Humane Society. They prove it's
ours. Well, just
ours.
Say
it's
the family cares.
That's really shameful.
It's massive embarrassment. Yeah. Yeah. There's no way.
No, but
this.
Say like hey, their family cares a little bit more about Sonny than we do.
There you go.
I mean, just kind of say it. Be honest.
Sonny probably left because it was feeling neglected.
You like the dog better.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Well, the biggest.
Not really, but yeah.
Biggest,
I like what you're doing, though, Brian.
I'm trying.
Workshop that.
I'm trying.
Yeah, I'm in your corner on this one as well, man. I'd be doing everything
that
in my power.
Lululemon gift certificate.
You got to report those Facebook posts as like fake news or something.
Hacked.
You know, so you can
hacked.
Get them pulled down.
Community notes.
Community notes.
Obviously,
these.
An AI cat.
Yeah, come on,
guys. So you guys knew that we were missing our cat. This is cruel.
Yeah.
Whoever's in charge.
My family's been through enough, okay? The taunting can settle down.
I would call the Facebook person who's in charge of that and, like, have a word with them.
Biggest L of the week, though, goes to the man who is the subject of this headline. Are you ready for this? I don't know if you guys are ready for this.
I think my body's ready.
Live 2-foot eel chews through man's intestines.
Oh!
After? He put it up.
His body.
Oh, okay. There we go.
That one spot.
You got what you deserved.
For sure, but that's still an L.
You talking rectums?
We're talking butts.
Yeah.
They had to go in this dude's stomach The eel was, I believe the eel was, the eel was trying to escape and it ate through him.
Oh.
And then I don't know if the eel I don't think the eel survived. That's a 25-inch long eel, 4 inches in girth.
You got what you deserve there, sir.
Swim up there? This
was it
by
a funny
choice?
Prank? Or
no,
was
he
it
did
a
it himself. That's what he said, right?
Why would
he
you
did
do
himself?
That yourself, though?
Yeah, this was a himself deal. They also found a lime up there,
autoerotica type deal.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, this is
a
this
lime.
Is, this I'm not going to kink shame anybody, but 25 inches of live eel, you probably need to reconsider some things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe not the best life.
Maybe
decision.
That was just severe constipation.
Hopefully, this is rock bottom for that guy.
Alrighty. Appreciate you, Chief. I think it was more like an eel bottom. But.
You guys agree that's the biggest L? Like I did that appropriately,
yes,
right? That's
yes,
the
yes,
biggest L?
Yes, okay. Yes, by far.
Well, congrats to him,
other than
man.
Dawson maybe getting his cat back.
We're standing by for Brock Hoffman. He'll be on the on-time experts hot seat here before too long, and we'll be talking Cowboys football with him. But NFL news, the day's coming up next. Wolchuk, what do you have in mind?
Man, we got Rappaport talking about CD's deal. We've got Troy Aikman talking about Dak, quarterback competitions. And do you agree with Marvin Harrison Jr. about this? That's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's a nice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we're heading for Biggest L, Biggest Dub. I might have just got news that it certifiably could be a win and a loss at the same time. Sonny the missing cat, been gone for over a month. There's pictures circulating in Sunnyvale Facebook groups that suggest maybe Sonny went out and found himself another home and he's been safe all along, which I think would be a good and bad development. I'm not quite sure how to think about it, but I do know for a fact it's time now for Eric Chiafalo.
Yes, sir. 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories for the first time in the 2 o'clock hour live from Oxnard? Yeah. Biggest L, biggest dub.
Woohoo.
Thank you, British Ian. The question of the day, has Dawson overcome his Cali constipation that has been writhing his innards since, I believe, a donut extravaganza over the weekend? You know you are approaching old manhood when a Saturday or Sunday decision is still, you're still paying the price for it on Thursday or Friday.
Yes, and I have not found relief yet. I'm at a point now of disbelief.
Yeah.
Like, how could I have possibly put this much food in my body over the last 3+ days at this point and not had some sort of evacuation?
Yeah, I mean, your body gets all filled up, but you still find an appetite, you still find hunger. You don't just fill up to a point now where it's like, hey, we actually can't take in anything else until things leave here. Like the party, we're at capacity.
Different rooms.
Capacity.
You know? Yeah. I think that, you know,
You know?
I would think so, but no. To answer your question, no. You still get hungry.
I think that was a Twinkie. I think I saw him shovel a Twinkie into his face.
Zingers.
Or is it Zinger? Yeah.
Yeah. Is it the Zingers, right?
Yeah.
He just immediately, like, he has figured out how to unwrap the Zinger and get all of it off that little cardboard piece that holds, so it doesn't leave any residue behind.
Yeah.
Like, he's peeling that thing off that cardboard. Mm. Like, I'm not wasting any of this.
I saw him licking the packaging. There was some, icing.
No, he's really good. You ought to see him. It's a technique. It's kind of like when people eat Oreo cookies and they perfectly, you know, Dawson has got it where that thing, there's no residue left on that cardboard.
817 says, Dawson, try magnesium citrate in fluid form. Yeah. Okay, so maybe add that to the list of things that I'm sure you've already been trying.
Listen, everybody has their home remedies for me. I have my own remedy. It works fine. I just didn't take it for 3 days and then had a bag of powdered donuts.
Yeah.
So I'm sure what you use would work too.
And the Hail Mary overload of the fiber thins, the Metamucil, hasn't helped.
Hasn't broken through. And
that's crazy.
That's new for me. That's unprecedented. Mm. Like, it's been 3 days of double fiber thins.
I mean, at some point, your body builds up a tolerance to things, man.
Are you sure you're eating?
You keep going back to the Metamucil fiber thin well, I mean, that well's going to dry up on
you
one of these days.
You also are probably wanting to wait, right?
Like, you don't want to do anything today now you're traveling and you're going to blow up that restroom in the airport.
Yeah, see, now exactly. Now you don't want these floodgates to open until about 6 a.m. probably, Saturday morning.
Ideally, but you know, at this point, I would take anything. Any development now is not a bad development.
So that's how bad it's gotten.
Yeah,
it's like, it's, you know, I
kind of hope on the ride home, as you guys are going down the PCH.
Oh, is that what you hope?
Yeah. The PCH.
The
PCH. It's happening.
All of a sudden, Dawson's like,
the guys, pull over.
The van starts like.
Surfer porta-potties. I would not do that. Yeah. I would not do the surfer.
Well, if we were in San Francisco, you could just find a curb, but we're still down south a little bit. Well,
a little
that's
more discreet here.
That's definitely unfortunate, man. I'm really, really sorry to hear what's going on.
It's
What did you do with the plumbing situation? Did you just leave disaster for the ladies? The hotel toilet.
Here's a lie. Get ready. Here's a lie.
I did leave it, but this is not a lie. I left a $20 tip on the back of the toilet.
What a sweetheart.
Yeah.
They're really gonna have to work to find it.
You know that's a bad
one. No, it's up on top of the reservoir.
Okay,
thing.
Right there, just sitting waiting for them. Like, hey, they're gonna look at that and say, "Oh, nice, $20," and they're gonna be like, "Oh, wait." What's the caveat?
Yeah.
Did you leave him a note?
These $20 bills are usually left right there on like the little dresser area. Yeah. Why is this one on the toilet? Oh, I'm going to have to earn this
$20. That's a big L and a big dub, I guess.
Oh, man, that's incredible. 214 suggesting perhaps you have tapeworm. I don't want to put that in your mind, though, so I'm not going to read that text.
Okay.
The 817 boss sent the team a text thanking us for the hard work this week and told us to head home 3 hours early on a Friday.
That's good for morale.
Nice work, 817.
Killing it.
817's not arriving in DFW at 3:40 in the morning tomorrow. 940, just found out my wife is pregnant with our first kid.
Oh, congrats.
Been trying for a while now. Yeah. Big time dub.
That's
nice work. Nice work, 940. That's exciting, dude.
Big dub, speaking of children, just got a text. My best friend since elementary school, Henry Tracy, they had their second baby boy. So he was just born earlier this morning. So congratulations to the Tracy family.
Had a baby Hank.
They don't tell you about the hormone rush that comes with motherhood. So, you know, be just extra nimble.
Yeah.
Be extra willing to maybe compromise here over the next 8 to 9 months.
Yeah, there's going
to
be invisible grenades and landmines, booby traps set up all over the place. You're going to run into blindly a lot of them, but...
Yeah.
If you can tiptoe around a little bit, take care of mama like she's your baby, all of a sudden you're going to find yourself in a winning situation.
Look at that.
469, biggest dub. I got overtime this week. Nice, dude. That check's going to clear, and that's going to be gorgeous. 903, big dub. Blood work came back negative for possible prostate cancer.
Ooh, okay.
Nice, 903. Oh, my gosh. I'll tell you what. My mom had a scare a couple of years ago now, and the in-between period of, like, you're going to see doctors, and you're doing tests, and you're waiting for results. I mean, you're just, like, in limbo. Oh. Wondering whether or not that's happening. When you finally get that great news, gosh, I couldn't be happier for you, 903. That's awesome, man. 214, biggest dub, was becoming a Texas master plumber.
Dawson,
hit me up for plumbing
help.
Services.
Yeah.
Dawson needs your help right now, if you don't mind.
Well, I don't think Dawson does anymore. I think those ladies could probably use a hand.
Oh.
If you told them that they could have the $20 or not have to deal what is sort of behind that wall, they'd be like,
sure, they have a plunger in
that
cart.
Don't need that 20.
You know?
Yeah, no, for sure.
That and a hazmat suit.
Hey, Daniel in Dallas.
Wrapping a towel around their heads.
469 Daniel, biggest dub, getting to listen to the Nosebag Nation, he's calling it right now. Appreciate that, Dan. 214, Dawson is going to be like Randy on South Park, setting a new dump record. That's Black and Gold B.
Yes.
This could get Guinness. I mean, hey, if there's going to be like a glass half full silver lining to this disaster, you end up in the record books.
Yeah. I mean, the only real
how you always imagined
is I got my guest bathroom back now because Cat's been gone for 5 weeks.
Wow.
Until how are you playing that, by the way? Are you really going to play that like I'm not answering any of your messages?
No, no. If the cat is found, the cat will come home and Abby will have her moment. I think she likes the dog way more now, though.
Well,
she's not nearly broken up.
Convince her that Sonny has a better home.
It's chipped. If we try to deny it, they take it to the Humane Society. They prove it's
ours. Well, just say the family
that's
cares.
That's really shameful.
It's massive embarrassment. Yeah.
Hey, their family cares a little bit more about Sonny than we do.
There you go.
I mean, just kind of say it. Be honest.
Sonny probably left because it was feeling neglected.
That you like the dog better.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Well, the biggest.
Not really, but yeah.
Biggest,
I like what you're doing, though, Brian.
I'm trying.
We workshopped that.
I'm trying.
Yeah, I'm in your corner on this one as well, man. I'd be doing everything
that
in my
Lululemon,
power.
That Lululemon gift certificate.
You got to report those Facebook posts as like fake news or something.
Hacked. You know, so you can get, I was hacked.
Get them pulled down.
Community notes.
Community notes.
Obviously
piece.
An AI cat.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, come on, guys. So you guys knew that we were missing our cat. This is cruel.
Yeah.
Whoever's in charge.
My family's been through enough, okay? The taunting can settle down.
I would call the Facebook person who's in charge of that and, like, have a word with them.
Biggest L of the week, though, goes to the man who is the subject of this headline. Are you ready for this? I don't know if you guys are ready for this.
I think my body's ready.
Live 2-foot eel chews through man's intestines.
Oh!
After? He put it up.
His body.
Oh, okay. There we go.
That one spot.
You got deserved. You got what you deserved.
For sure, but that's still an L.
You talking rectums?
We're talking butts.
Yeah.
They had to go in this dude's stomach and pull out this eel.
Yeah.
The eel was, I believe the eel was, the eel was trying to escape and it ate through him.
Oh.
And then I don't know if the eel I don't think the eel survived. That's a 25-inch long eel, 4 inches in girth.
Dude,
and that
survived.
Was.
You got what you deserve there, sir.
The dude
swim up there? This
was it
by
a funny
choice.
Prank? Or
no,
was
he
it
did
a
it himself. That's what he said, right?
Why would you do
himself?
That yourself, though?
Yeah, this was a himself deal. They also found a lime up there.
Like autoerotica type deal?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, this is.
A
this
lime.
Is, this. I'm not going to kink shame anybody, but 25 inches of live eel, you probably need to reconsider some things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe not the best life
maybe
decision.
Maybe that was just severe constipation.
Hopefully this is rock bottom for that guy.
Alrighty. Appreciate you, Chief. I think it was more like an eel bottom. But. Yeah.
You guys agree that's the biggest L? Like I did that appropriately,
yes.
Right? That's the biggest L?
Yes.
Okay. Well, congrats to him,
other
man.
Other than Dawson maybe getting his cat back.
We're standing by for Brock Hoffman. He'll be on the on-time experts hot seat here before too long, and we'll be talking Cowboys football with him. But NFL news the day's coming up next. Wolchuk, what do you have in mind?
Man, we got Rappaport talking about CD's deal. We've got Troy Aikman talking about Dak, quarterback competitions. And do you agree with Marvin Harrison Jr. about this? That's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.